Tim and Sally, I have a great story to tell today. It's all about a huge boat. Would you two like to help me?
Oh, boy, would we ever, wouldn't we, Tim?
Oh, we sure would. I'm great at helping with stories, Joe.
Well, Tim, I have a part here that needs a deep, dignified voice. Could you do the voice for that part?
Oh, most certainly. Have you ever seen a more dignified whale in your whole life? Whales know how to act very dignified.
But I also need another important character.
Me, Joe, me? Let me play that part. Is it a big part?
Well, I don't know how big a part it is, but it's Noah, and he's the main character in this story. But it's a man's voice.
Oh, I can do a man's voice. Let me try, Joe, please.
Okay, Sally, you can be Noah.
Oh. Why?
Is my part an important part too, Joe?
Tim, you have the most important part there is. But you have to be very serious and reverent.
Oh, that's me. I'm very serious.
Great. You'll be God.
God? You mean I get to say God's words?
That's right.
Oh, boy.
All right. Here we go. The story of Noah and the what?
Noah and the what?
That's right, Sally. Noah and the what?
No, I mean Noah and, well, what is a what?
Huh, that's just what a lot of people were asking. What is it? You just listen, and you'll find out what a what is. There was a time when the world was new, the sun was bright, the sky was blue, the trees were green, the land so fair, beautiful flowers were everywhere. But wait.
Something's wrong. Something's sad. My humans are wicked, mean, and mad. Every thought in their head is bad.
God was grieved, his heart filled with pain.
I washed the earth of its sin and shame. But wait. Noah walks with me. He's a righteous man. I will save his family and tell him of my plan. Yes, I'll wash the world with floods so great, I'll wash away this anger and hate. But to save Noah from the flood, an ark he'll start building now. 3 stories high, 75 feet wide, and 450 feet from stern to bow.
Joe, how long is 450 feet?
450 feet is 1.5 football fields long.
That long? Wow, that's huge.
Joe, should I start again?
Yes, Tim, go right ahead. Sally, don't interrupt Tim. He'll lose his place.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry, Tim.
Oh, that's okay. It must be big. There's much to put inside. Your family, 2 of every animal, and supplies for all besides.
Joe, I don't have a part yet. I haven't said anything.
You're Noah now, and Noah's the main character.
But doesn't he say anything?
Well, he's a very quiet man. He listens a lot.
Joe.
Sally, you can help Tim and me with the people's part. It's coming up soon, and we'll all speak together.
Okay.
Noah's 3 sons and their wives helped Noah with the ark. Shem, Ham, and Japheth worked from dawn to dark. Much food and clothing were stored for rainy day. How long they'd be inside? God didn't say.
What is it? The people asked. As they watched Noah's family busy at their task,
whatever it was, it got longer and longer and longer. Will that sawing and hammering ever stop? It got higher and higher and higher, with a door in the middle and a window on top. God's humans laughed and screamed and fought.
He's crazy, they snickered. What's an ark? Noah's got holes in his head and holes in his socks. It's not a barn. Look, it's a giant box. Noah says we need to change. God's ashamed of us all. Gonna send rain and floods. Well, let it fall. Let it fall.
Then one day the animals came. Things that fly, things that walk, things that crawl. One plus one, male and female, big and small, and of clean animals, seven pairs in all.
Seven? I thought there were only two of every animal on the ark. All the pictures show them coming in by twos.
They might have come in by twos, but there were seven pairs of all the clean animals.
Oh, I know what ones they were. They were animals like the lambs and goats and cows and whales.
Tim, whales weren't on the ark. They're too big.
That's right. Whales weren't on the ark. But Noah didn't need to take them. Remember, they can swim. But Tim, whales aren't listed as one of the clean animals.
Well, sure we're clean. Look at all the time we spend in the water.
Well, when it says clean animals, it means the animals that were all right to eat.
Oh, well, I'm glad I'm not that kind of clean animal.
Into the ark they went, with Noah's family, all eight. God said, "You have a week. Hurry, it's getting late."
Oh, I'd be scared with all those animals running around.
Well, Noah and his sons made a lot of cages in that ark.
Well, that's better. But I still think I'd put them on the bottom two floors and I'd stay on the top one. Joe, when is my part?
Well, you're shooing in the animals, okay?
Oh, Joe.
Then a deafening slam as God closed the door. And then the waters came with a thundering roar from above and below.
It's raining. Just listen.
The ark's a boat, the people cried. They screamed and begged to get inside.
Roads became rivers. Fields became seas. Mountains became like islands till nothing was seen. 40 days it rained and poured. And that huge ark, looking so tiny and lost on a world of water, was rocked and tossed.
Joe, I'm getting seasick. Oh, I want off this boat. I can just feel it rocking. Ooh.
You're Noah. Remember, you trust God, and you're an example to your family.
But I get seasick really easy, and this is awful.
Had God forgotten them? 5 long months had passed. Listen, a sound. It's the wind. They shouted, hugged, and danced. 7 months they had waited. Then with a bump and slide, the ark stood still. What's going on outside? Now here's your part, Sally. Get ready. Let's look.
No. Said Noah, let's wait.
After 40 days, a dove and raven were let go. But that evening, the dove came back. Oh, no. 7 days later, she flew to return with an olive stem. Then, 7 days later, she flew once more, never returning again.
Now can we get out? It seems like we've been in this old ark forever.
Not until God says go. It had been 1 year and 10 days since they had seen earth and sky. Climbing out, Mount Ararat met their gaze.
Hooray! The earth was dry.
Go, build and plant anew. I'll flood the earth no more. When you see the rainbow, you'll remember what I swore.
But people forgot the ark and God, and of good began to tire. God said,
I'll start anew, only this time I'll cleanse with fire. But first, I'll send a Savior to rescue from their sin and change the poor behavior of those who believe in Him.
Jesus Christ is that Savior and our ark. The end. Boys and girls, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If not, you can do so right now. Just ask Jesus to forgive you of all your wrongs and to take over your life. And have your parents read the New Testament with you, and you'll find out the exciting life that Jesus wants you to live. Tim and Sally, I have a great story to tell today. It's all about a huge boat. Would you two like to help me?
Oh, boy, would we ever, wouldn't we, Tim?
Oh, we sure would. I'm great at helping with stories, Joe.
Well, Tim, I have a part here that needs a deep, dignified voice. Could you do the voice for that part?
Oh, most certainly. Have you ever seen a more dignified whale in your whole life? Whales know how to act very dignified.
But I also need another important character.
Me, Joe, me? Let me play that part. Is it a big part?
Well, I don't know how big a part it is, but it's Noah, and he's the main character in this story. But it's a man's voice.
Oh, I can do a man's voice. Let me try, Joe, please.
Okay, Sally, you can be Noah.
Oh, boy.
Is my part an important part too, Joe?
Tim, you have the most important part there is, but you have to be very serious and reverent.
Oh, that's me. I'm very serious.
Great. You'll be God.
God? You mean I get to say God's words?
That's right.
Oh, boy.
All right. Here we go. The story of Noah and the what?
Noah and the what?
That's right, Sally. Noah and the what?
No. I mean Noah and, well, what is a what?
That's just what a lot of people were asking. What is it? You just listen, and you'll find out what a what is. There was a time when the world was new, the sun was bright, the sky was blue, the trees were green, the land so fair, beautiful flowers were everywhere. But wait.
Something's wrong. Something's sad. My humans are wicked, mean, and mad. Every thought in their head is bad.
God was grieved, his heart filled with pain.
I'll wash the earth of its sin and shame. But wait. Noah walks with me. He's a righteous man. I will save his family and tell him of my plan. Yes, I'll wash the world with flood so great, I'll wash away this anger and hate. But to save Noah from the flood, an ark he'll start building now. 3 stories high, 75 feet wide, and 450 feet from stern to bow.
Joe, how long is 450 feet?
450 feet is 1.5 football fields long.
That long? Wow, that's huge.
Joe, should I start again?
Yes, Tim, go right ahead. Sally, don't interrupt Tim. He'll lose his place.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry, Tim.
Oh, that's okay. It must be big. There's much to put inside. Your family, 2 of every animal, and supplies for all besides.
Joe, I don't have a part yet. I haven't said anything.
You're Noah now, and Noah's the main character.
But doesn't he say anything?
Well, he's a very quiet man. He listens a lot.
Joe.
Sally, You can help Tim and me with the people's part. It's coming up soon, and we'll all speak together.
Okay.
Noah's three sons and their wives helped Noah with the ark. Shem, Ham, and Japheth worked from dawn to dark. Much food and clothing were stored for rainy day. How long they'd be inside? God didn't say.
What is it? The people asked as they watched Noah's family busy at their task.
Whatever it was, it got longer and longer and longer. Will that sawing and hammering ever stop? It got higher and higher and higher, with a door in the middle and a window on top. God's humans laughed and screamed and fought.
He's crazy, they snickered. What's an ark? Noah's got holes in his head and holes in his socks. It's not a barn. Look, it's a giant box. Noah says we need to change. God's ashamed of us all. Gonna send rain and floods. Well, let it fall. Let it fall.
Then one day the animals came. Things that fly, things that walk, things that crawl. One plus one, male and female, big and small, and of clean animals, seven pairs in all.
Seven? I thought there were only two of every animal on the ark. All the pictures show them coming in by twos.
They might have come in by twos, but there were seven pairs of all the clean animals.
Oh, I know what ones they were. They were animals like the lambs and goats and cows and whales.
Tim, whales weren't on the ark. They're too big.
That's right. Whales weren't on the ark. But Noah didn't need to take them. Remember, they can swim. But Tim, whales aren't listed as one of the clean animals.
Well, sure we're clean. Look at all the time we spend in the water.
Well, when it says clean animals, it means the animals that were all right to eat.
Oh, well, I'm glad I'm not that kind of clean animal.
Into the ark they went, with Noah's family, all eight. God said, "You have a week. Hurry, it's getting late."
Oh, I'd be scared with all those animals running around.
Well, Noah and his sons made a lot of cages in that ark.
Well, that's better. But I still think I'd put them on the bottom two floors and I'd stay on the top one. Joe, when is my part?
Well, you're shooing in the animals, okay?
Oh, Joe.
Then a deafening slam as God closed the door. And then the waters came with a thundering roar from above and below.
It's raining. Just listen.
The ark's a boat, the people cried. They screamed and begged to get inside.
Roads became rivers, fields became seas, mountains became like islands till nothing was seen. 40 days it rained and poured, and that huge ark, looking so tiny and lost on a world of water, was rocked and tossed, rocked and tossed.
Joe, I'm getting seasick. Oh, I want off this boat. I can just feel it rocking. Ooh.
You're Noah. Remember, you trust God, and you're an example to your family.
But I get seasick really easy, and this is awful.
Had God forgotten them? 5 long months had passed. Listen, a sound. It's the wind. They shouted, hugged, and danced. 7 months they had waited, Then with a bump and slide, the ark stood still.
What's going on outside?
Now here's your part, Sally. Get ready.
Let's look.
No, said Noah. Let's wait.
After 40 days, a dove and raven were let go. But that evening, the dove came back. Oh, no. 7 days later, she flew to return with an olive stem. Then, 7 days later, she flew once more, never returning again.
Now can we get out? It seems like we've been in this old ark forever.
Not until God says go. It had been a year and 10 days since they had seen earth and sky. Climbing out, Mount Ararat met their gaze.
Hooray! The earth was dry!
Go, build and plant anew. I'll flood the earth no more. When you see the rainbow, you'll remember what I swore.
But people forgot the ark and God, and of good began to tire. God said,
I'll start anew, only this time I'll cleanse with fire. But first, I'll send a Savior to rescue from their sin and change the poor behavior of those who believe in Him.
Jesus Christ is that Savior and our ark. The end. Boys and girls, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If not, you can do so right now. Just ask Jesus to forgive you of all your wrongs and to take over your life. And have your parents read the New Testament with you, and you'll find out the exciting life that Jesus wants you to live.